Police in Mexico City have arrested the mayor of Iguala and his wife, who are suspected of masterminding the abduction of those 43 college students more than a month ago. The students from a progressive teachers' college are still missing. In late September, they were traveling on buses in Iguala, south of Mexico City, when police reportedly blocked the highway and shot at them. Several were killed, and authorities believe the rest were handed over to a local drug cartel. And Mexico's attorney general charges that the mayor and his wife ordered that attack. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Mexico City. She's been following this story, as everyone there has. And Carrie, the arrest of a mayor and his wife, how's this reverberating there?
It just happened very early this morning, about 4 in the morning, and it happened here in Mexico City in a suburb to the eastern side of the city. It took everybody by surprise. This has been Mexico's most wanted couple for over a month and a half, pretty much. And what has happened to them and where they are and how they got away and being fugitive all this time has been great speculation in Mexico.
Well, they disappeared soon after the students did, which added to the thinking that they had something to do with it. What is the suspicion?
Well, clearly they left. The mayor took a leave of absence, as he said. He went before the city council and asked for a leave of absence, and nobody heard from them since, which did lead to great suspicion. It took the investigators here, the attorney general's office investigators, several weeks before they actually said what charges the mayor and his wife are facing. The mayor's facing three charges: forcible disappearance of the students, homicide. Six people were killed in that initial attack on the students in Iguala, and attempted homicide. So the arrest warrants were put out for the couple, Jose Luis Abarca and his wife, Maria de Los Angeles Pineda. She herself, the attorney general's office told us, had great ties to the local drug gang that you referred to, Guerreros Unidos. It has been long known that she's had drug ties. Three brothers of hers, two were killed in a confrontation with police, and they were known to be gang members with the Beltran Leyva drug cartel. And one of the brothers just got out of jail last year and was said to be in this group, the Guerreros Unidos. But the attorney general shocked everybody by saying, accusing the mayor's wife of being a principal operator of the Guerreros Unidos. He also said it was the mayor who gave the order to attack, the initial attack on the students in those buses. And he said that the mayor was receiving great sums of money, up to more than $200,000 every few weeks, to pay off the local police force in Iguala and the nearby town of Cocula. So we've learned a lot about this couple, but nobody knew about their whereabouts, and it appears that they were here in Mexico City renting a house.
Well, what about the whereabouts of the students? We know mass graves were discovered. It was assumed it was going to be the students, and then early forensic testing showed or claimed it wasn't the students, which of course raised questions about who are these people in these mass graves. But now we're reading that there might be some thinking that the forensic testing was wrong. So do we know any more about where the students are?
You just laid it out there perfectly. It has been a bungled investigation from the beginning. If you ask authorities, they say they're making great strides, that they arrested 56 people in connection with the case, but they're no closer to knowing what happened to the students or where they are. At least they're not saying. And everybody's hoping that the arrest of the mayor and his wife will be key to finding out exactly what happened to the students. The governor of the state of Guerrero, this is the new governor, the old governor was forced to resign over the case. The new governor came out this morning and said that he hopes and he believes that the mayor and his wife are key to understanding where the students are. And like you said, they've uncovered more than 30 bodies in up to almost a dozen clandestine graves that they discovered in the hills around Iguala. The initial testing compared to DNA samples that they took from relatives of the students proved that those bodies were not that of the students. And of course, the great question, as you asked, is who are these bodies? But then the attorney general made some vague remarks in a recent press conference that maybe the DNA samples that they got from the relatives were not clear, and so that they're going to test again. But we've heard nothing about that or who the identities of those 30 bodies are. I was just in the area late last week, and the focus of the search for the students is around a garbage dump in the nearby town of Cocula, where those police officers, municipal police in that town, were also implicated in the disappearance of the students. It was a huge operation. They came up with nothing. Then there was also a huge operation near the river. They were combing the river, but we've heard nothing, and that's been days since then. So this is good news for investigators that they have made some progress, but still the fate of the 43 students is unknown.
NPR international correspondent Carrie Kahn on the arrest this morning of a mayor and his wife who are suspected of being behind the missing 43 college students in Mexico. Carrie, thank you.
Thank you for having me.